More than 40 years ago, people in Michigan were poisoned. Researchers are still following those people today. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In 1973, a fire retardant chemical called PBB accidentally got mixed into livestock feed. It took a year to discover the accident. A lot of people in Michigan were exposed to PBB by eating contaminated meat, milk, and eggs. Researchers at Emory University in Atlanta are studying the long-term health effects of exposure to PBB. The team was in Michigan this past weekend to continue the study. Michelle Marcus is the lead scientist on the research team, and she joins me now. What do you hope to learn from your latest trip to Michigan?
We are trying to understand what is happening to these people 40 years later, as well as their children. And we are particularly focusing on people who were exposed in early childhood or perhaps while they were in the womb.
You've been studying PBB contamination in people in Michigan for more than 15 years now. What have you learned so far?
Well, the most striking findings that we have is that people who were exposed during what we call critical periods of development, that is, if they were exposed in the womb because their mother had high levels of PBB, or if they were exposed in early childhood, that the development of the endocrine system may be affected. So we found among the daughters of women with high exposure that they experienced their first menstrual period a full year earlier than girls who were not exposed. And now that they are adults, they do have a very high risk of miscarriages. And the boys who were exposed in the womb have reported more urinary and genital problems, and also slower growth and pubertal development.
How many generations seem to have been affected by this?
Well, right now, we have been studying this group of people who were exposed, and we're really entering the third generation. And we are seeing health effects, particularly reproductive health effects like the miscarriages. Now, that's affecting the third generation. The second generation would be children of the people who ate the contaminated food. And we know from animal studies that, in fact, some of these endocrine-disrupting chemicals, that they can affect multiple generations, you know, up to four and five generations down the line.
What would you say to someone who hears this and is concerned about their exposure?
Well, I would say that it would be important to educate yourself about the possible health effects that could be related to PBB and to discuss them with your healthcare provider. We have on our website a description of the research findings to date, and we even have a healthcare provider sheet, a one-page summary of the research that you can print out and take with you to your physician or healthcare provider.
Michelle Marcus is a professor of epidemiology, environmental health, and pediatrics at Emory University Schools of Public Health and Medicine. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Rebecca.
You can learn more about the PBB study at michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.